Hey, it's Bob Lefsetz. I have a new podcast on TuneIn. The goal is to titillate and inform you simultaneously with topics about the music business, the internet, and the world at large. I guarantee you it will be intriguing. Whether you agree with me or not, tune in and find out. The first episode involves a conversation with John Boyle, a kingpin and insomniac, the great electronic music promoter. We get into his background and first and foremost, my background, so you can learn a little bit about me. John?
Hi, Bob. Thank you so much for having me. This is the beginning
of the newsletter.
Of the Lefsetz letter.
Yes. So I went to see a job counselor. My shrink said to do it. I wrote essays and I got back in touch with the fact I love to write. And I wrote, I sent something to magazines. And when the rejections came back, I said, wait a second. This is just like the music business. You have to know these people. And I'm reading Billboard, and I'm reading, I go, this is terrible. I could do a better job than this. I didn't have a computer at the time, and then I went out and charged up $5,000 worth of computer equipment, and I started this newsletter in the fall of 86. I sent 3,000 copies three times from a directory. I got the addresses from the Yellow Pages of Rock, and I was really doing it just to get another job in the music business. I didn't think it would be successful.
All right, Bob, so why the fuck are you doing this?
Well, that's an interesting question. Now, there's this guy, David Dorn, who's a bigwig at Apple Music now. He tracked me down about doing this podcast for Rhino. It was 2005, and I did it all the way to the end of 2009. That podcast was about talking about records. I got email for years after it stopped. People would want to hear that again. So I'm going to give you the real story.
The real story?
Yeah. So right. In any event, that ended. Podcast went down, and then what came back up. And everybody has a podcast, and Howard Stern is giving them shit. Everybody can broadcast, et cetera. And it's like, I don't want to write a novel. That's not what I do. My thing is immediate. People say, write a book. Say, I'm going to take a year or two to write a book that's going to reach a tenth of the people that I normally reach. That's not what I'm going to do. In the fall, 2 years ago, I lost my two big paying gigs. I had a column in Variety, and I had these Spotify playlists I was doing for Rhino. Rhino totally redid their thing. Variety is a much deeper story, but I lost them both within a week. And I'd saved a lot of money, but it threw me. I hate to admit it. It's like a breakup for me. It takes a long time for me to recover from these
things. Yeah, it's hard to get over.
And I'll also admit, since I turned 60, really fucked me up. You know, everybody's saying 60 is the new 50 or the new 40. That's horseshit. 60 is 60. Because at first you want to be remembered. Then you realize nobody's going to be remembered. So it frees you up to do different things. I was on the Recode podcast and I knew I killed. Some guy tracked me down, this crazy Israeli guy, had the third biggest YouTube channel if you discount Vivo. And he wanted to do a podcast. And I liked that he was young. And I said, well, maybe I'll take a flyer. Then Irving Azoff said, a big radio chain was interested. We were at paper. I was going to do it with a big radio chain. And then the guy who is head of TuneIn tracked me down. And he said, I said, you literally have to get on it right away. I mean, I'm literally, the contracts are going back and forth. I liked once again that he was from the new world. I was brought up in a family where they told me I was a shithead. My mother would literally say, well, who are you? Why would they listen to you? So I realized, well, if I'm good on these other things, I need to give it a shot. And also I realized there are a lot of people I do want to talk to, which has a different flavor from writing.
And you have access.
Exactly. Like I'm going to talk to Nathan Hubbard, who ran Ticketmaster and is in the ticketing sphere. And there are a lot of creative people.
You're going to get them all, dude.
Okay.
All of them.
But as I say, I like to get someone's story. I don't want to just hear the hype. So I look forward to that in the podcast. My goal is to make your life more interesting. That's what I'm trying to do here on my new podcast on TuneIn. So search Lefsetz on your TuneIn app and go down the rabbit hole with me. As my father would say, that's L, E like Edward, F like Frank, S like Sam, E like Edward, T like Tom, Z like Zebra. You can imagine what it's like going through life with a name like that. I want to give you information and entertain you simultaneously in a world full of clutter. I hope to rise above.